Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this, and thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for the sponsorship of this series of podcasts, which I hope you enjoy. Now, one of the things that happened when I was away from the podcast studio on Sunday was we saw King Charles and Queen Camilla attend the Easter service at St. George's Chapel in Windsor, obviously. And it was great to see the king looking so well. And, you know, in him and Camilla becoming visible in that way, it demonstrated something that the late Queen Elizabeth always said, and that was that the number one rule of monarchy is to be seen. Visibility is key. And so, you know, King Charles was plainly on display. Now, I don't know what you thought of it. From what I've been able to see, he, despite his cancer treatment, he looks certainly in the face anyway, pretty well, pretty much unchanged, you might say. So we don't know what form of cancer he was diagnosed with having, and nor do we know what the treatment for that form of cancer is. As you know, you can have oral forms of chemo and you can have intravenous forms of chemo. I'm not sure which form he had, or both. You can have both. But what I would say is, just looking at him, he seemed, you know, pretty much like his normal self, I have to say. I didn't think some people have said he looks like he's lost a wee bit of weight. Maybe he has. It's not that obvious to me. He certainly hasn't lost his hair. And he seemed to be very alert and very much just like himself. Now, as I said, and I said this when the diagnosis first came through, you know, I do wish him well. As I wish well anyone who's got a cancer diagnosis, by the way. But the thing is here that at least we now see him. It's clear, I think. Now, I know, of course, there'll be the absolute conspiracy theorists who say, oh, it was a body double, etc. I don't think it was a body double. It was him. He looked well. He looked happy. And, you know, yes, the you know, he did interact with members of the crowd as well. And he just seemed to be his normal self. Now, there's obviously, this raises a lot of questions, such as, well, it's amazing he's made such a fast recovery from cancer, isn't it? But, you know, okay, so I'm not sure what treatment he's been given. It would be very interesting to understand what treatment he's been given, just like it would be very interesting to understand what the cancer that's being treated for has been. But we don't know these things, so we just have to go with what we know. And on that basis, as I say, I was happy to see him and Camilla. I thought he looked well on it, and that's good. And let's take that as it is. It also raises questions about Kate, however, doesn't it, Princess Catherine? Because Charles, actually throughout his whole diagnosis period, we have seen intermittent photographs of him. And at every point, he's looked pretty much like himself, which some people would think, well, does he actually have cancer or not? But let's assume that he has. He's gone on a course of chemo and he seems to have emerged from it looking in decent shape. Now, Catherine's journey is, she's not as far along the journey as him. I think the big mistake that the Kensington Palace made was to hide her away. And, you know, we saw all the shenanigans about the photographs and the fake video and all of that. We saw all of that. And the thing that worries me is that that makes me think that perhaps she is more unwell than they want us to know. And yes, we saw the video of her, such as it was, the actual video, and she didn't look well in that. So, you know, I obviously hope that she'll make a full recovery as well. But there's something about her that makes me feel that is that she's worse than Charles was. But again, we don't really know what form of cancer she has. So we can't assume they've both exactly the same form of cancer. We don't know if these are turbo cancers, such as those who have taken the COVID jabs get. We don't know any of that there. I mean, in a sense, we're all trying to analyze this in a vacuum of information. And that's deliberate because they don't want us to know. They didn't. And you could say, well, you got to respect their privacy. And yes, probably fair enough in that one there. But it's just that I think I've always felt that from even the first sort of headline came out that King Charles had got had gone in for a routine prostate op and had they'd found something much more sinister. He always has looked okay. Every photograph I've seen of him, and there have been several, and there have been statements coming out from him, he's looked okay. Contrast that with Kate. And so, you know, just you would naturally worry for her well-being. For the actual state that she finds herself in and what that must mean for her husband, William, and for their family. You know, I mean, I think we have to extend humanity to these people, regardless of what other thoughts we may have about them. And so King Charles has certainly demonstrated over this Easter holiday that he seems to be very much alive and kicking, out there mixing with the public, looking exactly like his old self, as far as I'm able to discern. And I do contrast that with the silence and the lack of any other photographs or anything else coming from Princess Catherine. But then again, if she's only a couple of weeks into the chemo treatment, whatever it is, and I'm very curious to know what it is, I have to say. I mean, I wonder, would it be an mRNA jab? We don't know. We just don't know what it is. We've been told chemo, so let's assume that it is chemo. If she's not as far into her journey on the chemo trail, then you know, maybe we can be understanding. But as I say, with Charles, I've always felt good vibes in terms of his recovery. With Catherine, I've got something less than good vibes. I wonder how you feel about it. Do you think there's a difference between the two of them and the, you know, how they're responding to the, you know, the cancer diagnosis and to how they're responding indeed to the chemo, which they have both said they've been subjected? Do let me know in the comments. Catch you soon.